7:41, we are BBC Radio Berkshire, the flamethrower burning our way across the Thames Valley on this Saturday morning, 23rd of December. Let's get technology news now in a slightly different form this week. We're not going to hit you between the ears with big tech news stories. We thought we'd do some gadgets with the man they call the Gadget Detective, who exudes technology from his every pore. Fevzi Turkalp, how are you?
Morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Fevzi.
I can keep saying it.
So look, still, you know, there are some people, I know some of these people, who haven't yet bought Christmas presents, and you know, it's very hard to find stuff for people. So maybe we're going to give some people some ideas today. First one is from Kitsound, and it's a wireless smart speaker. Now, I've got one of their smart speakers. It's years old. I got it in a sale, and it's very good. But I think things probably have moved on with this.
Yeah, so this is the Kitsound Hive 2 Plus, okay? You may be familiar with the 2, so it's very similar to the 2. The difference is it's now Siri and Google now enabled. In other, it doesn't have the smarts in it, but it means that you can actually access, you know, those services on your smartphone or smart speaker using this.
So right, so I've got the previous version. It's not going to do that.
It's not going to do that, but still, it's a very good speaker. So to give you an idea, it's a battery operated speaker. It's about 6 inches wide, 3 inches high, and about 2 inches deep. Now, given the size, you wouldn't expect much from it, but that will fill a room with sound. Yeah, it's sound quality and oomph and bass belies its size, and I think that's the main thing to say.
Plus,
about it.
And we know that other brands are available, but certainly in the experience that I've got of this thing, the battery charge lasts a long time, which is very important.
Yeah, it does. You get about 12 hours from a single charge. So it takes about 4 hours to charge it up fully, but then you get 12 hours. You can also run it whilst it's plugged into the mains as well, so you don't have to wait for it to be fully charged. So 12 watts output, nice, rich, warm bass sound, particularly if you put it near a wall. The design is sturdy. You can connect to it using either Bluetooth, so say from your smartphone or tablet, wirelessly into it, but you can also plug a wire into it to carry the sound in, so you've got some choices. Plus, if you're not an Apple user, you might have something built into your phone called NFC, near field communication. It means you can tap your smartphone to it and it'll instantly pair, which is a nice sort of convenience feature.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I had a problem with, but we're talking about a previous version. I've got an Android phone, and it seemed to have difficulty, but we got there in the end, actually syncing via Bluetooth.
It can happen. Well, it does sync via Bluetooth, but NFC will pair it quickly if it works properly, which it should.
But, you know, I'll tell you, a great use for these speakers, and I'd never thought of this until I started travelling round a bit.
Yeah.
You know, I went down for a couple of days near Bournemouth this year, just to have a little bit of a break, and I took my phone with me and this speaker, fully charged, and I started watching bits and pieces on the BBC iPlayer, drama series, stuff like that. And you know that the picture's great, you know, on just an ordinary Android phone, but the sound is rubbish on a phone. But if you stream the sound across to this, then you get the full TV experience.
Well, that's great. It's an excellent sound quality. The other thing is, it does call handling. So let's say you're listening to music, but it's being streamed from your smartphone to this speaker, and then you have an incoming call. You can answer the call and use the speaker as a hands-free kit, and then when you finish the call, when the call finishes, it returns to playing the music from where you left off. So it's kind of a neat feature.
But of course, none of this is any good if it all runs out of juice.
Well, yes, but 12 hours of playtime, that's more than most phones will give. So I think that's pretty good. You have to balance the sort of size against these things, but I think this is, of all the smart speakers, this is arguably, you know, best of breeds for its sort of compactness and sound quality.
How many Scooby Snacks or 5 stars does it get?
4 stars out of 5.
Okay. And it's called, what is it called, the Kitsound? I lose track of all these.
Kitsound Hive 2 Plus. I looked on Amazon, the 2 Plus, I think there was a 1 in stock, so if you want it. But the 2 is almost identical, so if you're not worried about the smart integration, you know, with Google Now or Siri.
So if you find your 12 hours is up and you're out of charge and the thing starts to die on you, all is not lost, because your next gadget will fix that, will it?
It's from Anker, and it's called the Power Core 2 That's Roman numerals to 10,000. So 10,000 milliamp hours of charge. So this is essentially a battery that you charge up before you go out. So you charge it at the same time as your phone overnight or whatever it is. And then when you go out, if you find that, you know, your devices are starting to deplete, at the worst possible time, your smartphone, your tablet, some laptops even can now be charged in this way. You can get a device like this. So in terms of its dimensions, it's a bit thicker, but not dissimilar dimensions to a smartphone. So you can either put your smartphone up against it and run a small charging lead between the two and keep it going. To give you an idea, it'll charge an iPhone 7 three times over. From the charge that's held inside this, or a Galaxy S7 twice over.
That's pretty good. Now, what kind of, is that a full charge? That's a full 100%?
That's three full charges, yeah. Right. Three full charges of an iPhone 7. It'll charge Apple Android devices at the fastest speed that they are capable of. To give you an idea, a Galaxy S7 will charge full in 1.5 hours. From dead. So that's pretty good. The design is nice. It's slim. It's about the same footprint as a smartphone. It's got this sort of protective silicone coating on it as well, so it feels rubbery, which is nice, because the last thing you want to do is drop any of these devices.
Well, rubberized is always the best kind of protection for these devices, isn't it, really? Because you can't scratch them.
Yeah, and I also like this because it came with a charging cable. It comes with a 60-centimeter charging cable. It comes with a travel pouch as well.
All right.
And an 18-month warranty, which for a battery-based device is
all right, Fuzzy. How much is it and how many Scooby snacks?
About £28. I looked again online, currently available for delivery tomorrow, 4 stars out of 5. So still get that in time for Christmas, I think, if you're quick.
Now, Fuzzy, are you open for business for people's questions across the holidays if people email you?
Yeah, I am. As it's become known, I actually don't have any friends. So if people do want to...
Far
too busy for friends, bar humbug. No, but if people do have sort of a Christmas question or two, I'd be happy to do my best in between the turkey and everything else. So it's Twitter and @GadgetDetective. So come and tweet a question through there and that'll be good.
Thank you, Fevzi, and thank you for all that you've done for us here at BBC Radio Berkshire over this
Absolutely,
last year. It's
my
been
pleasure.
Really good, and you've been there for us every Saturday morning at this time, and we'll be again. Paul Coyer here next week, so you'll be talking to him. Thanks, Fevzi. Happy
Cheers.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.